Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here, Bird Show.
Teddy Joe and I have a fundamental parenting difference that I have just discovered. So Katie and I have been together, my girlfriend, for 4 years now, and we have talked about being parents, and my embryos are in a freezer here in Atlanta, so we are on our way to be parents in a couple years. But, you know, and so we've, of course, talked about parenting because I think it's very important before you have children to talk about how you will have and raise
Absolutely.
And what you do with these children, because I think you need to be on the same page with that before you have children. But, you know, when it comes to whether or not we're going to spank our kids, check. We're on the same page on that. When it comes to whether we would homeschool our kids or not, check. We are on the same page as that. When it comes to, I mean, college, everything, check, check. Everything, we're on the same page.
You're not going to homeschool your kids, right?
No.
Yeah, I don't trust
but,
you.
But one fundamental difference we have is haircuts. We
what?
Fight about kids' haircuts
Why?
Every time we go
That's
out
so
and
random.
See them. And especially boys' haircuts, oddly enough, more so than girls. So even though I know Justin Bieber has made his haircut famous, that haircut's been around for a couple of years before Justin Bieber, you know, was on the scene.
Sure.
You know, that kind of shaggy, long haircut. This is just an example. So we're having breakfast the other morning, you know, the other weekend rather, and we're having breakfast on a Sunday morning, and we're sitting there, and there were it was a family there with one of their kids who's like a teenage boy, and he has one of these shaggy haircuts and always has to kind of shake his head to get his hair out of his eyes, like any guy with that haircut does, including Justin Bieber. And so he was doing that anyway. He was walking out, and Katie almost like slammed her coffee cup down because she said
she's the randomly mad person, isn't
yes,
she? Like, I thought it was you for a while, but she's the one who just gets feisty about odd things.
Well, I tend to get feisty about, you know, things that I think are serious issues, and she's very laid back on most everything. But there are things that, yeah, she will randomly get so angry about, and this haircut is one of them.
Okay.
And so I am one who I'm just not that anal when it comes to haircuts, and when it comes, especially teenagers, if you're going to dye your hair, if you're going to cut your hair,
sure.
if you're going to do something funky, I mean, you
do
know,
whatever
what?
You're going to do.
Do whatever you're going to do, because I do see it as a form of expression. I do get that. What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
And but Katie is so old school. Like, I think she wants, you know, she wants a traditional haircut, hair, clean cut. She wants her girls to have long hair and, you know, all this. And so anyway, I realized that and that wasn't the only time that she has complained about that. But any time that we're out and there's a haircut, I don't know whether it's this, if it's a braids that just aren't quite symmetrical, if it's,
specifically for boys, or she's critical about boys and girls?
I mean, it's boys and girls, but it ends up being about boys more so, because I just think that sometimes the most radical hairstyles, the radical things you see are usually on a guy's head.
So like Kate Hudson's little boy, Ryder,
mm-hmm.
she lets him have really, really long hair.
Oh, Katie would.
Like,
no.
He almost looks like a girl. He's got that little boy. Had the longest hair. I mean, like
right.
halfway down its back, like a little girl would have.
She would have. She would never let that happen. And even if I defended it and said, you know what, just let him do. A little kid, you know, that's the parents are deciding that haircut.
Sure.
But if they're older and the kid's deciding what haircut they want, she would be the one that, while I'm not there, would cut the kid's hair at home. You know what I mean?
Like, just that's not allowed.
Put a ball on the head.
She
just
would
do it.
Yeah, she would do that. Yeah. So I just find it fascinating that she gets so upset about kids' haircuts, and we would have the only fights we will have over our children are when they get older and what kind of haircut they have or hair color. Because the thing is, I don't care if a kid wants to dye their hair,
what
but
if,
she would.
What if you wanted to put boys in colors that would be typically girl colors?
Like a pink shirt or something?
We don't really. I mean, I'm just not fashion. I'm not fashionista, so I assume that most of the kids' clothes decisions will be made by Katie. But
for her, is it like little boys should be in blue and little girls should be in pink?
Not necessarily. No,
it's just the haircut.
But that haircut boy gets her mad.
I would trust that too, because unfortunately, one of the downfalls of working in radio, you know, is especially in the morning. Like, it is possible to go a day without seeing any professional person. So you can come in wearing, like, I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Jen, you're a little bit dressed up.
Well, Jen's always dressed
up. Actually, you look nice. And Melissa's got, like, a hoodie on and a t-shirt and a
ball cap.
So I think if you have two...
Wendy has on a cute hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wendy's been stepping it up now. She's...
I mean, yours is cute, but it's a ball cap. Wendy's is a fashion cap.
Okay,
Jeff just skipped right by Wendy, though. I just wanted to say something.
Well, I know, but
Wendy, you're cute. Jen, you're cute. Melissa, God, could you do something with yourself?
At least you got some form of compliment or some form
of... I don't know. But anyway, go ahead.
What I was saying I think if you have you know, two parents, I would trust the one putting the kid in the outfit who is actually out in public dealing with. I wouldn't never let a radio person dress the kid.
But the clothes have nothing to do with the conversation. It's everything has to do with the hair. I mean, the clothes, I mean, I wouldn't care. I mean, yeah, I don't care. But yeah, so it's just, it's if you are somebody with that shaggy haircut, especially Justin Bieber, if she got Justin Bieber
herself,
she would have shaved his head by now.
hold him down and cut it.
Yes, if he was in studio and she was in studio, she would kidnap him and shave his head.
I remember when I was a kid, I don't think I ever had an issue like with hair. Like, I don't ever remember asking for a certain style haircut. Like, when does that happen for guys as much as it does for girls?
Probably not.
Like, I think she would be able to get away with it with a boy because, like, I mean, maybe Justin Bieber's age, but I'd remember going to Bob's Barbershop with my dad, and I don't think I ever said a word. I think I just sat down, and I think it was a standard issue.
Get the basic
eight-year-old boy haircut.
Yeah.
You know, and then mm-hmm. your hair just naturally parts on one side or the other.
Mm-hmm. They're all fancy.
I also have an enormous head, which would make it difficult for them to
Well, that's a lot of hair to cover it.
Yeah.
So.
Like, for Katie Jo, they would, you know, if she's cutting hair, she would put, like, a little soup bowl over the kid's head. With me, they were actually using hubcaps and stuff. Okay, age six.
Tires.
Yes.
Tires.
They would actually go get a tire swing out of or an inner tube that you would take down, you know, and go rafting and put it on my head. Well, good luck with the battle that you'll have in several years.
Thanks. Right, exactly.
Bird Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.